Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you, Mr. Big Voice Man. Let's do a little bit of question of the day, if you don't mind. Who is a sports figure that you've come around on? 713-572-4610. This comes because Jake Paul's next big Netflix fight has been announced, and it's with a actual real-life boxer. Like, this time he's not going against somebody washed or somebody's brother or what have you. He actually went and got a heavyweight champ in Anthony Joshua. Now, it's worth noting, like, he's not at the height of his powers. I think ever since he lost to Andy Ruiz that time, it was like, oh, this is on the downslope for the
doesn't matter,
for the
right? He's legit.
But, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I wanted to make it clear that
this would be the biggest boxer he ever
without,
faced.
Yeah. Like, by far, in fact, this is the biggest boxer
not
he ever
no
faced.
Not no 58-year-old Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Not that. Not, was it Tommy Fury? None of that. Like, a legitimate, real-life boxer who has been, of high acclaim, who's worked his way up, who's had legitimate title fights and been a tomato can in any of those circumstances. This immediately earned a lot of respect for Jake Paul for me. Like, it's still spectacle, but one of the things I've said about Jake Paul is, despite not really liking him all that much, he can box. Like, he's got the underpinnings of being a solid boxer. I was like, well, actually take real fights and let's see if we can cultivate this further and make it. And this is a real fight. Now it's a little bit of a jump because I feel like he should have worked his way up with real boxers that are maybe of a different caliber.
Yeah, but with his name and the notoriety, he's gonna have to get the big tickets.
I could easily I feel myself coming around on him. He already was doing some stuff that I appreciated. Like, I know Seth, when we were talking about this earlier, mentioned he's getting eyes on boxing, but I feel like boxing purists, I don't consider myself a purist, but I'm a lot closer to that than somebody who's just here for spectacle, didn't like him because it didn't feel like he was being true to the game. Like, it felt like he was just, it was a dalliance where he was using boxing for his own
ends. But that's his strength.
Ends.
That's why I think Seth is right. It's not you that boxing needs.
Yeah.
You know? that's
but
the difference.
I appreciate him taking the sport seemingly with a little level of seriousness. And I see you at 6'3", 1. Anthony Joshua is washed, is what you say. I mean, he's closer to that than his heights, but this is a real boxer. This isn't the same as what it previously was. And I can give Jake Paul his props for platforming women's boxing. He's probably been the best platformer of women's boxing, which probably says a lot about boxing and where it is right now. There's various different ways you could talk about it, but him actually maybe taking a fight that feels a lot more like a real fight compared to anything else that he's done, I feel myself coming around on Jake Paul.
So who is a sports figure that you've come around on? And with Jake Paul, I really kind of started to come around, of all things, in that Tyson fight. Because he was just really legitimately, sincerely giving Mike Tyson his proper due. You know, he seemed like just honoring Mike. Even at the end of the fight, when it was winding down, he kind of bowed at him and all that stuff. But that's when I started coming around with Jake Paul. For me, it's Liam Cohen. You guys know that by now. I mean, I thought this guy was going to be a disaster. And not only, I guess it was the Robert Saleh thing, but a combination of things where I'm like, there's something there. Now, obviously, like last week, notwithstanding.
Hold on. Yeah. The Robert Saleh thing?
He showed something. He wasn't the little soft Duval little guy that
he had coordinated.
I'm a bleep and kill you. Yeah. Boy, I'm going to kill you, boy.
Oh, who was the basketball coach that walked in on I'm trying to remember what it was. It'll take me a second to get there.
Chaney?
Yes. Yeah, Chaney. I'll kill you. I'll kill you. One of my favorite things. I guess Liam Cohen got into that. But he had coordinated an incredible offense with the Bucks prior. That didn't do nothing for you?
As a head coach, no. I didn't believe, and I'm coming around on him. You know, another one, and it's been a few years now, Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, I thought, well, this guy. You know, as Sean likes to say, a punchable face.
Still, the fat face.
Still that. Gotta be honest. Yeah. Still that. Yeah, you can't get out of your mind. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember. It had to be Monday Night Football with the Jets. Mm-hmm. With the seeing ghosts.
Yes.
Yeah. That will never leave my mind. He was in such a bad way. But of course, he finds a way to not just have a great season with the Vikings, right? Where I think a lot of us, and I will speak for myself, however, I know that I was not alone, looked at that, I was like, oh, there it is. There is the smoke and mirrors dissipating, and we see who Sam Darnold really is. Mm-hmm. And here he is coming right back around, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's coming right back around to this thing. So, yeah, I have to give him a lot of credit. And I think a lot of these, I think just coming back around on the notion of the retread quarterback being more than just a stopgap, right? Because I can't just call it a stopgap quarterback. You're seeing Baker Mayfield be a quarterback that they are comfortable riding with for a number of years. You're seeing Sam Darnold being a quarterback that people are comfortable riding with. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think which other ones I could put up here. And I know that those are not the only ones. My memory is just failing me in this moment. Where you see these guys that typically in the past we would have just looked at as you have that guy and then you go draft the guy until the rookie can come over and take his job. And it's like, no, you can really go and actually play with that guy. Mm-hmm. And so Sam Darnold is kind of the face of that for me right now.
Yeah, the one that comes to my mind, I'm going to kind of stick with boxing a little bit, but I kind of came around to Floyd Mayweather a little bit. Because at first I was kind of in that camp of, man, he ducking all these people, and I just thought he was just all show. But I guess when you kind of look at his whole career, like he did have some really good fights. He was dominant at one point. Mm-hmm. He wasn't like the knockout artist or Mike Tyson type. But I guess as I grew up and kind of grew older, I'm like, okay, I got a little more respect for Floyd Mayweather than I did in the past because I ain't like Floyd at all. Man.
Mayweather is such a complex dude for me personally. He might not be very complex for you or complicated to handle, and you might just don't like him because there's the thing where you talk about like his just personality is a little rough, right? He has allegations on him that are not things that I would very much want to be associated with. Period. There's the fact that every single one of his fights, well, not every single one, but a lot of them, he made sure they were right around Cinco de Mayo. What was his uncle called? The Mexicutioner? Like that was the way that he leaned into it. I love him as a boxer. I think that he was incredibly capable and skilled. I hate that took, at later stations of his career, took a back seat to protecting the zero.
Yes.
Right, like there was fights that he could have made that would have been really great for boxing that he probably didn't, or at least waited
too late
to protect the interest of that zero that I understand monetarily made sense for him, but it was like, hey man, do it for the people, do it for the boxing, do it for the sport.
Yeah. I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, and it's been years now that people have fallen into his corner, and we'll probably hear from him here in the next segment, but does Jameis fall in that category?
For a lot of people, he does.
Right?
For a lot of people, he does.
Coming out of Florida State and then just not kind of underachieving, and then, you know.
At Florida State or in?
No, no.
Or
once he got to the NFL, yeah. And then he was really looked at like just a weird guy that I don't know if he's a leader, and all, and he is an incredible leader. You know, and, yeah. And he's always fun.
I think the thing with him, it was never a point where I didn't like him, or I just kind of didn't, ain't have a really strong opinion about him. But I always thought he was funny.
Yeah.
Because now he's leaning way into it now. Mm-hmm. But before, you would get little clips here and there and be like, man, what is he doing?
Yeah.
And I always thought he was funny. And then when he went to New Orleans and just kind of became that backup, that veteran type of guy. I'm like, oh, this dude is really funny.
Yeah,
I think that what helped there is he added a little Jesus to the mix, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then also that hits you a lot different when you're the backup, right? When we don't have to depend on you for stuff, you being comical works.
Yeah.
When it's like, all right, guys, the Bucks are really, we need this victory, man. People are trying to save their jobs. Yeah, I mean, it's like this doesn't play nearly as well, man.
Like, all right, this gimmick is over.
Yeah,
now.
We're losing. Hey, man, be serious. You know, stand up straight, man. Get you a haircut. Come on, man.
I think what kind of won me over really with Jameis was when, I think he was out for the year or something. He had like a broken leg. And I guess the Saints won a game or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he's in the locker room and he over there dancing with a broke leg and some crutches. I'm like, all right, he's a star.
All right. So we love Ocho. He's, frequently texting into the show. Loves him some high school football. Loves him some college basketball. Ocho, I'm sorry. I know that this is not how the game is typically played. However, from Ocho, he says that who is he coming around on? Not Amen Thompson, not Reed Shepherd as a point guard, not Yainer Diaz or Christian Walker. All right, Tari Eason. Wait, hold on. What you mean not Amen Thompson? First and foremost, where are you coming around on him from? Where are the places that people looked at Amen Thompson and were like,
nah, he ain't.
What are you doing, dog?
Now,
what is that?
Look, I got to be honest, though. I wasn't in this place because it was early on, but at first, I was always skeptical of somebody coming in that can't really shoot as much.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of saw that a little early on where I'm like, man, this dude is very athletic and all that. But I'm like, man, this brother he can't shoot. But it got better with time, though. I wasn't there with Ocho, though.
Yeah.
I wasn't there with Ocho.
I guess there are some places where, like you're talking about, his lack of an ability to shoot, especially when they talk about him being more on ball and utilizing his time as overtime elite as why he should be a point guard. I was like, yeah, you're going to have to convince me. Maybe that's where the idea.
I wasn't that far though.
The idea that it's like, oh man, I still haven't come back. And I'm like, really?
I will say this. I kind of, and this started this year, this season. I kind of came around in a weird way to Jalen Green, to the point I kind of felt a little sorry for him because we know what he looked like in the playoffs here.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of felt bad because he had all that pressure on him being the number one guy, and I'm thinking like, man, he. Not no number one guy. He might be a great number two or number three. And so I was kind of rooting for him in Phoenix a little bit. And he had that good game, but ended up getting hurt again.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of coming around on Jalen Green, hoping he succeeds.
Yeah, he's one. And, Sean mentioned this morning Baker Mayfield. I think he's kind of the poster child of that. Just with people, an eye roll and all of a sudden, and now it's like, that's a warrior right there. That's a leader right there.
And Reggie made a good point. He's still the same person.
The exact same dude. None of this has shifted,
man. Because you know how good of a season he having now or he had last year?
Yeah.
He had that season in 2020,
but
low-key.
I think that's more of a reflection on us.
Correct.
On us rather than him. He's never changed.
Yeah.
And we just judged him not realizing that's how he goes about things.
I think what it was how it went down in Cleveland, how they just got rid of him for a worse quarterback,
right?
Pretty much. And then him bouncing around and kind of finding himself again.
Mm-hmm. Black Greg on the text line says he hated Giannis at first but grew to respect him. That is a hardcore James Harden fan. I respect you for that. And then the 936, I know an LSU fan when I see it. Les Miles, he wasn't that bad. It's all good, man. They'll pay out the payout and they'll go get a new coach. Just don't worry. LSU will be back to win a football games in no time. All right, that's your question of the day here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where A.J. Brown, he's not backing down on his comments one bit. We'll talk about that more next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.